This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abayim. We're continuing in Mishabura Daf HaShavua, learning Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. We're at the end of the Ramah in Siv Zayin. Kol davar shebekdusha shenimkar, any matter of holiness that is sold, umoter l'shanoisa, and you could change it, nimkar b'lay hachraza, you could sell it without a proclamation, ve'in b'ay oina, and it's not considered being tricked. It's not considered being abused. Avodavar sha'asar l'shanoisa l'kedusha kala, something that you can't sell, you can't change it to a lower degree of kedusha, tzarech hachraza. You have to call out before you sell it. So if it's something that you could downgrade in kedusha, you're allowed to sell it without making an announcement that's being put for sale. But something that you can change, then you need to call it out. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Mem Dalet. Shenimkar umotu l'shanoisai. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Perush, Dover zeh hu al pi hamavayar b'rajba. This matter is based on what's explained in the Rajba. Be'echad shetziva shabayi zeh yiyal aniyim sheyoichlu hapirois. Somebody commanded that this house should be designated for the poor, that whatever income comes in from the house goes to the poor. And that the people in the community should not do anything that chases the aniyim away from getting the payrois of this real estate. And then the community wants to sell the house and to buy with the money something else that would bring income into the aniyim. So because of Rashba, the Rashba says if they want to do that, they need to make a proclamation at the time of the sale. Why? Since the person who designated it commanded that the aniyim should not be chased away from this item, that means that tzibur doesn't have the authority just to give it as a gift to whoever they want. So too, they can't make a sale without maximizing what they get in exchange for it. Because if it's not announced that it's for sale, it's like they're going to get a cheap price for it. Because maybe if they would make an announcement, they would find someone who would pay more. What difference does it make if you give the whole thing away or if you give a cheap price? Either way, a small part you're giving away. Ad kan devarav. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba teaches that if property is designated to the aniyim, then those who sell it, they have to make a hachraza. So the Ramah derives something from here. Because the Ramah is not talking about real estate that's being sold for aniyim. The Ramah is talking about selling dvarim shebekdusha. So what does the Ramah's halacha have to do with this Rashba? Says Mishaburu, Va'atan Nefarish Divrei Ramah. Now we'll explain the words of the Ramah. Kol davar v'chulu u'matar l'shanoisai. What does this mean? Hainu sha'amoichrim yeshlem reshus b'lav hachi lasis b'davar animkar mashi yirtzu. If sellers have the capacity to do whatever they want and to go down in the Kedusha, that means they have full authority over the item, loy bay hachraza. Then they don't have to call anything out. Delu yehei debishvil menias hachraza nimkar bezul, nami lo yichbalan. Because even lamar zagin, even if you're going to say that because of not announcing the sale, they're going to get a cheap price, nami lo yichbalan, who cares? They have the capacity just to give it away for free. Basically, the Ramah is extrapolating from the Rashba. The Rashba is talking about when you have a house that's designated for aniyim. And if the person who designated said that nobody can make a havracha from the property, that means the people selling it have no right to give it as a gift. Therefore, the Rashba says if they have no right to give it as a gift, they have no right to sell it for a cheap price, and they have to make a hachraza. So the Ramah gleans from there that in a situation where sellers are not allowed to give something away, so then they have to maximize the income they get for it, they would have to make an announcement before they sell it, as opposed to if they have the right to downgrade it in Kedusha, they don't have the obligation to make a hachraza. Okay. Ve'ein boy ha'ayna. It's not oina. Mairi b'mechiras karka ubatim. It's talking about the sale of land and houses. Umishum she'en oina l'karkais. It's because there is no being abused financially when it comes to land. The Dershu points out the din of ein oina b'karkais is only. There's no bittul hamekach if there is oina. If let's say you're charged more than a sixth, or the price is unfair, it's not mevatel the mekach. However, there is still an iser. You're over iser oina by karka. But in any event, what's the Mishnah Berurah saying? We're talking about the sale of land and houses. Mishum she'ein oina l'karkois, ve'ashmina on the chiddush is the loy tema. Don't say the havu kishliach. Don't say you're like an agent. That filu b'choshehu michrei batel. That if you're an agent, even if there is a slight oina in the price, the sale is batel. Mishum diyachal loymar l'sakuni shidartich v'loy la'avusi. There's a rule by shlichos where the Mishalech could say, look, I sent you to help me, not to cause me problems. But we don't look at it that way. Rather, Elahavu kishalohen. That when a tzibur is selling Dvarim Shebekedusha, they're not agents on behalf of other people. It's looked at as theirs. Avo b'mechiras metaltlin b'vada yesh ayna. If they're selling movables, there definitely is ayna. Avo davar sha'asar l'shanaysay. But something that you're now to change. What does this mean? Kach tzarech leimar. V'haynu kidal el b'shem harajba. Shet tzarech hachroza kidei shalo yimachar b'zoil. Something that you're now to change, like we said earlier in the name of the Rajba, that you need to call out so it's not sold cheaply. U'mameila yeshay na gamkein. V'afilu b'karkois. Then if you don't call it out and you don't get the price that you're supposed to, then there's ayna and the sale is batel. So davar sha'asa l'shanoysa l'kdusha kala tzarech hachraza. Tzarech hachraza, the davka b'karka. The din of hachraza is only by karka, avo b'mechiras metaltalin ein tzarech hachraza. When you sell movables, you don't need hachraza, k'di isa b'chayshin mishpat, simen koftas. Yeah? Okay. We're going to hold it over here today. Okay. I'm going to wish you a good day. Have a good day, everyone. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.